Daryl, D-A-R-Y-L, Hines, H-I-N-E-S, 7664. This is a 60-year-old gentleman, lives in a group home. He quit smoking, drinking 2022. He's a heavy equipment operator. He's able to drive, go to the doctor's office, and care for himself, period. Any paragraph? He suffers from diabetes, insulin dependency, neuropathy, and hypertension, period. Any paragraph? Surgery, no recent surgery, allergy, none. Family history, mom and dad died of old age, but had heart problems. Medication, glipizide ER, 10 milligram a day. Norvasc / Valsartan, 10, 160, once a day. Aspirin, 81 milligram a day. Cymbalta, 60 milligram a day. Lasix, 20 milligram a day. Ozempic and Novolog insulin. Blood sugar has been much better controlled under a VF system. Her A1C is down to 7.8 from 11, period. He has symptoms of neuropathy, also has swelling in the lower extremity and in the upper extremity. He was told that he had renal insufficiency and is being evaluated by a nephrologist at this time, period. Any paragraph? His blood pressure is 190 over 122. Heart rate is 130 or 294%. He's not having any symptoms. Heart positive, small positive, restored lungs, bronchi, abdomen, soft, lower extremity shows 1 plus edema, neurological, non-focal. Patient appears puffy. Assessment, number one, renal insufficiency. Number two, I recommend patient to go to the emergency room with a blood pressure 190 over 122 at this time. He refuses. Number three, he says he hadn't taken his blood pressure medication for some time. He'll take it now. Number four, non-compliance. Number five, he does not want any sort of palliative care. He wants to go back to his doctor and get his kidneys checked and get his health in order. Period. Diabetes, doing well with Ozempic and Novolog, he tells me. Next numbers. I explained to the patient that given his behavior, he's a very at risk of having a stroke and becoming disabled for the rest of his life and bedbound or worse, fed through a tube to make him understand how he needs to take care of his health issues. He says he promises to do better. Once again, blood pressure 190 over 122, does not want to go to the emergency room or ambulance to be called at this time. Thank you.